Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning and good morning. This is a wonderful day in the Lord. We all know that this is a international holiday month because it is many of our birth months, and I am one of those people, so I'm so very grateful. So I thank God for we even birthed out a new first time in history thing where we have our first minority times two, a female and African-American, and of course she's South Asian as well, a vice president to be, and also a running mate that's white. So we have a combination that has never happened before. Just like before, we had a President Obama with Vice President Biden. Well, this time we have another first time. This time it's a white male with a minority female. So we have so much to be grateful for, so much to be thankful for. That's just in our political party. So we could go on and on with all of the things that we have to be grateful about or should be grateful about, dealing with ourselves, dealing with our families, dealing with our finances, dealing with our various organizations that we're a part of. And so what we're doing for the month of November is that we're allowing our listeners to call in, and we're allowing our families to share at least three things that you're happy about, that you're thankful to God about. And so we'll come back with that where our family members and people on the air will be able to share those, you know, three things or more that they're grateful to God for. And I know I only asked for three, and you probably have so much to be grateful for. So you could just take this time and the next time and the next time, et cetera, to keep going on and on and on. But have three this time and share another three the next time and another three the next time. And who knows, maybe the Lord will say, well, let's do it more than just for November. Excuse me. Let's just keep on telling God how great he is. And so before we start, I want to thank God with a happy birthday to my great nephew, Carvon. I call him CeCe. And I'm so grateful to God that he's here to have another birthday, because many of us know we read the newspapers, or if you still read them, or read online or listen to the various things on the news and various social media things about young people getting shot and killed that never get to be his age. And so we are so grateful that we can sing happy birthday to him, and that we can celebrate him, and that we can love on him. And then we have Yak's birthday coming. I mean, we have a lot of great things happening in November besides the November 3rd, where we changed our political seats as far as who sits in the White House. And so we changed our time. We changed our political seats. We just have so much to be grateful for. And so I apologize in advance for just being so excited and so thankful to God for all of these wonderful things he's doing. So I'm going to turn it over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray for us and pray with us for Let's Talk with Smile 3E. Minister Sheila.
Good morning. Just want to say, God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, we thank you and thank you and thank you and thank you. And like I say, I thank you much as I can, which I'm sure you do, but yet it's still not enough to thank him for his love, his mercy, his wisdom of life that he has given us for another day. And as apostles say, I thank the Lord or let my oldest grandson see another birthday, as yet we all know some do not see that day. But I thank the Lord for blessing him to make another birthday, to treasure and enjoy the day that God has gave him. We know that God is a blessing for each day that we wake up. He has blessed us with his love and his mercy. Father, I give honor to you. I give honor to you for waking each and every living thing up on this planet, this earth that you made. Thank you for waking us up, giving us life, giving us another day to enjoy, another day to learn and to worship and to love you and to honor and learn more of you, of the great things that you have did for us, our families, our ancestors, our grandmothers, our family, but just to be grateful for yet we didn't have to make this day, but Lord, we thank you. I give honor for you for blessing us with Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Dr. Serena Wright, Missionary Linda Handy. I give thanks for all the teachers, all the worshipers, all our sisters and brothers in Christ, and that you have blessed to lead and to show us the way, to understand the life that you have us and to teach us the ways to worship and to treasure the things that you have blessed us with. Lord, I thank you because I said, and I thank you enough. Thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my nieces, my nephews, my granddaughters, my grandsons. I thank you for my bloodline family and my spiritual family. And I just thank you for the family that you have brought us into this world, into letting us know that we are here to love each and every one. I thank you for the government that has been elected to treasure, to run this United States, and just pray all the people come together, stop this hatred, this racist, this sexist, this ugliness that they bring it on due to being one-sided. We are all on one side. We are all one in God's eyes. We need to live together no matter what we're going through. Take it to God, show it to God, put it in God's hands, but God always see. Take it to him and ask him to direct you. Excuse me. Bless you and show you the way through the life that he can lead you out of the darkness, show you the lightness. I thank you for my co-workers, my neighbors. I just thank you for each and every living thing on this earth. Lord, I thank you. I thank you all for life that you have given us all today. And I thank you, and I ask you to bless, excuse me, this law enforcement, the people that have been put in office, put in bases, and places, rather, to help control and to run a peaceful, loving world and to stop all the one-sided, to treat all as one, to treat each other as you would like for them to treat you in the loveness and in the joy in the love of God, and to remove all these devil demons and put them in their place to let them know God's created this world for us to love each other, not to hurt, hate, and to ruin each other, but to take us out of the damnation and show us the light of life, to love and the joy. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen, and amen, and amen again. So before I turn the program over to our listeners for you all to give God his glory, I want to remind everyone, when we pray, let's take time to listen and to listen to the answers, listen to the directions, the instructions, and even sometimes the encouragement of God. Believe it or not, sometimes we need to be encouraged, and to get encouragement from God My. It's nothing like. We talk about getting into heaven and hearing God say, well done, good and faithful servant. My. Can you imagine hearing that? But on this side of heaven, hearing God say, like he said to Jesus, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. We have a God that encourages, and he wants to encourage us on today. So let's have this opportunity now that we can share with one another to share, you know, about three things that we're thankful for. Like I said, one thing, seven things. How many other things God has given you that you want to share on the air? Because people are going to come back and they're going to listen to what you're grateful for and what you're thankful for. And just think, they may need that word. They may need that encouragement where God is going to speak to them directly through you to remind them about the things that you're grateful for, that they're grateful for as well. Because sometimes we forget. Sometimes we think things in our lives are so horrible or so horrific and all of this and that, but we have so much we can be grateful for. And I'll come back and share some of the things that I'm grateful for. Like I said, quotes, scriptures, life experiences, whatever you want to share, this is your time. The lines are open.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? I'm in a store. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Minister Sylvia.
Okay. I'm in a store, so excuse all the noise in the background. I'm thankful to God for everything that he has done for us as a family, how he has been working with us far as keeping the ministry up and going. I'm thankful to God for my health and strength. I'm thankful for God for common sense. It's so much we could say with how much we thank God for, but just know that I have common sense is enough to be grateful for. So I may come back later and say some more, but right now in the store, I had to make that brief because of the music and people in the background. But I'm thankful for common sense. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sylvia, for being grateful for common sense. And depending on how you define it, that can be a little or a lot. So thank you. Anyone else?
Good morning, Saints. This is Minister Margot McCoy, and I just thank God for another Sunday. I am thanking him for my health and my strength. I'm not feeling great, but I know that I'm blessed above millions, and he has blessed me, and I thank him so much, and thank God just for loving me, and I thank him for the family that he placed me in. My family has been a wonderful source of strength, of love, of encouragement. Oh, God has blessed me with a wonderful, loving family. And I don't know, I'm missing my sister this morning. God blessed me with two moms, a birth mom and my eldest sister. We called Cookie, and she was just a blessed, loving spirit. And I just thank God that she was in my life. I also just like to thank God for the legacy of prayer that he left me again through my family. Being able to pray and know that I am being heard, know that I'm being listened to, and having seen God answer prayer in my life and the life of those around me and those I love. So I'm just going to stop here and ask you all to continue to pray for me as we pray for each other, as we lift each other up before God, knowing that he knows our name, he knows what we need, and he loves us above measure. Praise God. Thank you for this opportunity. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Margot, for thanking God for your health, your strength, for him loving you, for your family. And although you miss your sister, Cookie, how you talked about how much you love her and how great she was to you, I thank you for sharing with us about the strength and the love and the encouragement that the family has given you. I thank God for you sharing with us about the legacy of prayer and about how God answers your prayers and about how God has blessed you to not only pray to him and receive an answer, but how you can pray and how we pray for one another and how God knows us. He knows our name. So I thank you, Minister Margot. I thank you, Minister Sylvia, for sharing those things that you're thankful for. Anyone else?
Good morning again. I just thank God for life. I thank God for all the things he brought me through, all the ways he have taken me from, no matter what the devil tried to show me, was so good. God showed me just how bad it was and how ugly. I just want to thank him for my life, that he blessed me into a loving, spiritual family. Thank you for my mom, my dad, and for my sisters and my brothers and my kids. I just thank God for the world that he took me from and the one he's putting me in, that I am yet every day learning and understanding and loving the graces, the love, the joy, the life that he has for me. And I thank him for bringing me from the ugly life that I had to the beautiful life I am having. I just want to thank God. Without him, my life would be in the dark. But I thank him for bringing me to the light. Thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila, for thanking God for life in itself and from the life that he took you from and the life that you're currently in. Thank you for thanking him. Because you could have had another mom and dad, but you had the ones that you had. And thanking God for your sisters and your brothers and your kids and their kids. Thank you for, you know, even realizing that he brought you from one place to a new place. And thank you for thanking him for the life, the beautiful life. Not just life, but that it's a beautiful life. So thank you, Minister Sheila. Thank you, Minister Margot. Thank you, Minister Renee. Before I begin with the scriptures that I have, I'm thanking God for, once again, we talked about the various ways we can pray. I'm thanking God for allowing us to pray to him sitting, standing, walking, laying prostrate, bowing down before him, standing up before him, walking. And it's just a awesome thing that we don't have to worry about being in a certain position, being in a certain location. There's lots of people that have, based off of their religious beliefs, you got to be in a certain position. It's got to be a certain time of day. You got to be facing a certain way. You got to have a specific prayer cloth or mat or something in order. There's so many restrictions in how they can receive God or get his attention. And I just thank God that, as Minister Margot said, we know that we can pray. We know that we were taught how to pray, and we're not set up where we have these boundaries where we have to be in this building. We have to be dressed a certain way. We have to have this or have that. Although we do know that God does talk to us about our modest apparel, and he does talk to us about, you know, being properly covered versus being uncovered. But there's somebody out there that's walking on the corner that's a harlot or a prostitute, that she's praying and God is hearing her. She's praying to be delivered and God is going to deliver her. But there's some of us who we don't have that excuse. We're not dressed a certain way or revealing way because of a lifestyle of human trafficking and things of that sort. We can know that we're in our modest apparel or whatever we're wearing so that we don't want to be distracting from the Word of God. They have this this preacher, as he calls himself, in Africa, where he's taught his members, the ladies, of course, that when they come to church, they shouldn't wear panties. That's a whole nother message. But there are so many things that people are being taught that what does that have to do with God? What does that have to do with salvation? So we are so blessed. We grew up in the United States of America where we can freely praise God. We can freely give him the glory. We're not in China and the various countries where you can't have a Bible. We're not in the various countries where people are being made martyrs for their beliefs. And not that that's something wrong, but just think of the freedom. We have freedom to praise God. We can praise him 24/7. Somebody would love to be able to pray to God and say even thank you, Jesus, out loud. In some countries, you can't do that. We have such religious freedom in America. We have people that I want to share something that I had wrote on Facebook, and this is real because this is stuff that in America, we have the freedom to praise God. We have the freedom to give him all the glory and all the praise, and yet other people have the freedom to think or say whatever they want. You know, there were people on this week and previous times in this year that were deleting people. They were blocking people because that person didn't believe like they believe, or that person didn't say the things that they wanted them to say. Well, back November 8th in 2012, I woke up, it talks about how I woke up with such a grateful heart. Because I realized that I had spent too much time worrying about things, talking about things, thinking about things, and about what man was saying, about what man was thinking, and all of this, instead of telling God how grateful I was for what he was saying, for what he had done, for what he was doing, for his will, for his word, for his promises, being yea and amen, for me looking back on the word of God and God's track record of his promises and his decrees and his declares, because God, with him, we always win. I talked about in 2012 about how I was thankful for the fellowship and abiding in him and talking about him and believing in him and meditating on him and how I was giving him all the glory and all the praise about how the purpose of my very existence was to give him praise and how I adored him and how I lifted up Jesus and extolled him and exalted him and how he was holy, how he was righteous, how he was faithful, how he was powerful, how God is always and will be eternally in charge and how he's in control. And I asked the people to help me praise him because I was praising him for his will and I was praising him because he says that his praises should continually, not sometime, but continually be in my mouth. That's something that God gave me on this day 8 years ago. And then yet how on this week God blessed me to say how we have to learn how to accept what God allows. How I even said to the president, Mr. 45, please get on your knees and repent because you need to decrease so that God can increase. And I'm saying that not only to him, but to myself. We need to decrease so that God can increase. We need to have a life that says, be it unto me according to your word, God, according to your will, God, according to your purpose and destiny for me, God, not my will, but your will be done. You know, it was me telling people about how we have all of these Karens, we say out here, that they'll lie, they'll fabricate various things and say that something's false and come up with all types of evidence. And God even took me back to Emmett Till, you know, how his accusers and his murderers, some of them went to their deathbed telling the same lie on this young kid. So if people will tell lies and bullies and have this slave-type mentality and this oppressive mentality and be sore losers that have all of these fake claims and things of that sort, we have to realize that we have to pray to God and thank God that it's not us. You know, we had one of the clergy, not just a person, not just a citizen, to lie and say that the gang members were calling him and talking to him about this and that, but he was a spiritual advisor and person that was praying for our president. We need for this president that we have, this president-elect, and this vice president-elect that we have, that is number 46 for the president, but she's the first, because she's the first minority woman, and she's the first to be as a vice president that looks like her and speaks like her, that they have godly counsel around them, not people that are just there to be seen or heard. We don't need people that's doing all the things that they're doing so that they can brag about being this or that. But we need them to be surrounded by godly people of God, people that will pray for them, as Minister Sylvia was talking about on Friday night, people that will tell you the truth, people that will tell you the truth according to the love of God, according to the word of God, according to the will of God. They showed this man named Von Jones. He was in tears talking about how excited he was that our current elects were going to be in office, that he felt that his son now and that his daughters now would be safe. Now, that's a shame that a race or a group of people under the leadership that we had felt that their very safety was at hand, that their very existence was at the possibility of being not just self-genocide, because we know we have black-on-black crime, but that the leadership that we had was so foul and so bad that we had to worry about our children. Black lives matter. Asian lives matter. Hispanic lives matter. We had to worry that if you weren't of European descent and things of that sort, that the police would target you. They would single you out. And that it wasn't something that was being addressed. But we now believe that God has allowed leadership to be put in place that will obey him. Did you notice during their acceptance speeches, our president-elect actually talked and spoke of a few scriptures, and he did it with authenticity, and he was so authentic that it didn't appear to be rehearsed, and it blessed me, and to see the excitement of our VP-elect of how excited she was when she even presented him. 21 hours ago, God blessed me to say I was thanking him for the seventh day. This is the eighth day today of my happy, happy birthday month. And I was saying how in that seventh day, it's something about seven, how the grace and mercy of God, it just overtook me. I was feeling so humbled, so enlightened, but yet embarrassed. I was embarrassed because of the clergy and the political leaders who were walking in witchcraft and pride and idolatry, and they were blocking people and deleting people from their pages who didn't agree with them. Instead of them just either ignoring them if God said to do so or praying for them, there are people who they don't want you in their church if you don't agree with them, if you don't agree with their political agenda. But see, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, if you look back, they were the same way. Because if they weren't, they wouldn't have rejected Jesus. And see, that's a whole nother message that we're going to be talking about in the future. Where and when did your political agenda supposed to outweigh your agenda to worship God? For the Father seeketh such to worship him. For they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so in this Facebook posting that I put up, I said that there was a foul stench being released. And it is. Can you imagine what God has been smelling? My God, my God. What God has been seeing as people have been promoting hatred, racism, and sexism. And yet our VP elect and our president elect talked about the systemic racism and sexism that had been being encouraged either subtly or either blatantly. So why were they subtly doing it or blatantly encouraging this? That's a foul stench to God. We have on our money in God we trust. But did we ever really trust God? Did America ever repent? When you look back on our history from when Christopher Columbus stole America or founded it, one, whatever you want to call it, where in our history did it show that we ever repented? Where in our history did it show as a nation, as a united nation, that we submitted to God? So when we said make America great again, I'm looking back on history, and I want to see where did that greatness happen, where if you were white or black or Hispanic or Asian, where did we come together as a people and repent? When and what time in our history did we say to God, God, expose, decode, destroy, annihilate, make null and void every time that I didn't give you genuine and true worship? Every time that I didn't give you a wholehearted praise, every time that I didn't seek after you, Father God, every time that I didn't come before you, Abba Father, saying, sanctify me, sanctify my appetite, sanctify my responses, cause me to be the living, walking epistle read of man that sets an example that says, in Christ I live and in Christ I die and have my being. Where in history, in America, did we say we have the characteristics and the qualities of Christ? We're to live a life that shows people that we're imitators of Christ. I'm not talking about slavery, because why would you enslave people, take their children from them? Oh, yeah, we did it. We may have done it with the African Americans back then, but we're doing it right now with the people on the borders. And oh, my God, my God. Where in history and in this current society are we showing people the love of God? Where are we showing people that we, the clerics, we don't want to control you. We want God to control you. We want the things that we say out of our mouths to be that says, I repent. I repent for sins of commission. I repent for sins of omission. I repent for thoughts and deeds and things conceived in my heart or even thought in my mind. I repent. I repent for America. I repent for this nation. I repent for every tongue. I repent for every household. I repent for every family. so that I can truly, truly say that I live in a nation and I serve a God that will allow me to pray and intercede for you and you and you and you. God has a son, and his name is Jesus, and he's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for me and for you and you and you. How great is our God that I can be an imitator of God. I can be an imitator of Jesus Christ in a place that I can be an intercessor for you and you and you and you. And I can say, I repent for America. I repent for this sick and dying nation that has dying for from the pandemics, for financial various things that we're dealing with, for emotional and physical things that we're dealing with. I cry out to God and I say, God, mercy. God, give us mercy. God, shine your grace upon us, on the just and even under the unjust. God, teach us how to wholeheartedly and diligently praise you. God, teach us how to even speak strength and encouragement to our brothers and our sisters. God, strengthen Minister Margo. As she said, she's not feeling well on today. Strengthen her. Encourage her, God. Give her the strength that she needs so that she can continue to be that walking, living epistle read of men that says, Jesus saves. My God, my God. Jesus saves, people of God. Jesus saves. I speak strength to Minister Sheila. I speak strength to Minister Sylvia. I speak strength to Dr. Wright. I speak strength to Minister Lawrence. I speak strength to Minister Brandon. I speak strength to Prophet Antoine. I speak strength to Pastor Troy. I speak strength in the name of Jesus. I speak peace, peace that surpasses all understanding, joy unspeakable. I speak strength to those that are having issues in their marriages, in their relationships, on their jobs, wherever you need strength. I speak strength. The yoke-destroying anointing of God to be manifested in every area of our lives. I speak strength, continual strength. Oh, my God. God, I ask you for miracles, signs, and wonders in the strength of God in our lives. God, we need soul-winning strength. God, we need soul-winning prosperity in our lives so that we can speak to people and bless people. Many people want to teach people how to do this and that in ministry, but they're hungry. I speak strength for us to be able to feed them, not just the word of God, but the food, give them the water they need to drink, God. I speak strength to the homeless. In the name of Jesus, I speak strength to the wounded, even those that the warriors that are wounded. They're wounded in their hearts. They're wounded in their minds. They're wounded because they're amputees. They're wounded, God. They're wounded in the various sicknesses and diseases that they're dealing with. God, if your people that are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. You said you would heal the land. Heal us, God. Heal our anger. Heal our frustrations. Heal our disobedience. God, heal us. Cause us, God, to be whole. Even in those dry places in our lives, God, give us those fountains of living water that we need, God. God, I thank you for giving us hands to war. I thank you for giving us fingers to fight. I thank you for making us people that are asking you to be our fortress, our strong tower, our strong deliverer, our shield. God, we trust you. You are our shield and our buckler. according to Psalms 144 and also according to Psalms 91. God, we thank you, for we call you Abba Father. We call you Adonai. God, we thank you, for you've given us all of these wonderful names that we can call you, for you're our banner. We thank you, God, for we need you to be our banner. We need you to be our God. We need for you to strengthen us. God, we need you in every area of our lives. God, we need you from the soles of our feet of our head. We need you. We devote our prayers to you. We thank you for teaching us how to be watchmen and watchwomen on the walls. And we won't come down. We're intercessors, God, for we are imitators of Christ. God, we thank you for even giving us the fruit of our lips, for we will pray according to your word. For we thank you that your love endures forever. We thank you for being grace and for being a God of grace. We thank you, God, for your generosity that you've shown towards us. Thank you, God, for not rejecting our prayers, for receiving our prayers, God. We thank you, God, for helping us to live a consecrated life to you. We thank you, God, for every situation that you've allowed us to be in. For God, I thank you for being my God in the war zone, the war zones in the streets in America, the war zones when I was in combat with the Army. God, I thank you for the accidents that you delivered me out of. I thank you for even as our president-elect and vice president-elect talked about the possibilities. God, you've given us so many possibilities. You've given us hope. You've given us the families that you've given us. You've given us the life that you've given us. And as Minister Sylvia said, you've even given us common sense. And even above that, you've given us the ability to know how to come to you, for we need your wisdom. For what man may call common sense may not be to you. What man may call love, it may not be it to you. What man may call hope, it may not be it to you. What man may call encouragement, it may not be it to you. What man may call strength, it may not be it to you. So God, let our strength and our love and our encouragement and our wisdom and our common sense and all of the things of life line up with your word. Let everything that we do and say line up with your word, God. For we need to be people that are anxious for nothing. And that in every situation, when we're in prayer and competition with one another, let us know when we pray, we don't need to be in competition. For even Apostle Sandra Thomas taught us many times when we were in her basement praying, y'all sound like y'all competing. Help us, God, not to compete with one another in prayer, but to petition you in prayer. So that our prayer can be that prayer that's of thanksgiving, that our request can be made known to you, that we will have the peace of God that transcends all understanding. Let us lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways let us acknowledge you, God. Give us the heart and the mind of Christ. Give us the ability to hear your voice, and no other voice shall we follow. For God, we thank you for your strength. We thank you for being our shield and our buckler. But most of all, God, we thank you for being our God. Our God that we don't have to come to you dressed a certain way, facing a certain direction, in a certain position. But God, we can come to you freely, grateful for. That's something to be grateful for. We thank you for the freedom that we have in America and the possibilities that we have in America, the possibilities that our great, 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 great grandparents were deprived of, whether they were Indian, whether they were African, whatever their race was, God, because we are a people of multiple ethnicities because of the various marriages or things that were even allowed to happen for the various breedings that were done. So, God, we thank you for our children and our children's children. We thank you for the legacy of prayer, the legacy of truth, the legacy of love, the legacy of worship, the legacy of praying to you and knowing that you hear us. Thank you, God, for letting us know how to pray in alignment and according to your will. Have your way on today, God. For the Father is seeking such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen and amen. Minister Sheila, I turn the program back over to you.
Thank you, Apostle Elect, for them beautiful and encouraging words. I just want to say I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I just want to say the lines are open to each and every one of you that might have a statement, a remark, or just words of encouragement. The lines are open. Ouch.
Hi, this is Minister Sylvia. I thank God for the word on today. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to hear the ministry and participate in the ministry for the month of November, because it is a chance to give God thanks for everything that he has aligned us up with to allow us to line up with his word. And I just thank God for the chance to pray for one another and for someone in a family or someone that knows us to feel like they can trust us to tell us how they feel, because they believe and know that when we pray for them, we will be praying for them for real. Not for play, but for real. I thank God for that. Thank you, Apostle, for your honesty. Thank you so much. Amen.
Thank you, Minister. Is there anyone else? Your time is now.
Praise God. I'd just like to say again, I thank God for this day, and I just want to encourage Apostle Cecilia. I just want to encourage her to continue to lift up God, continue to instruct his children to give him thanks. We must thank him. Let everything that have breath praise God, and praise includes thanking him for all he's blessed us with. And I thank God for you, and I continue to pray for you daily and for this ministry. And I thank you for your prayers today. I feel stronger, and I believe God. I believe in prayer, and I know you are praying for all of us to seek him and to thank him daily. In Jesus' name, I give him praise today. Amen and amen.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Minister McCoy. Margo McCoy, I say I thank you. Is there anyone else? The lines are open. I just want to thank God.
Hello, hello. Excuse
Go ahead.
Me. This is Minister Sylvia again. I want to take this time out. Give me a few minutes, please. Minister Margot, Minister Sheila, Apostle is always praying for us. We know that, in others. Can we take this time to pray for her and ask God to strengthen her body and to heal her body and give her the heart, her heart's desire? We need to also pray for her and let her know that we pray for her and we're praying for her openly and honestly, because I know that God has a need for her. She is here. Because of her, we're on this program. Because of her, this program is in existence. So I'm asking God right now to just heal her body. God, go into every place that she needs, God. Go into her home, whether it's in state or out of state. Go into her home, oh God, and just touch. Be there when she gets there, God. Send her blessings near and afar. God, send people to just bless her overwhelmingly, even if they don't say anything. But God, send her blessings to her. You said you will cause men to give into our bosom. God, open up her arms to receive and accept what you're sending her way, because this is a new season. This is a new day. God, send the people to bless your apostle. Send the people to give her what she needs. When they go to curse her, God, make them bless her. Even in the government, when they think that they put something to side to assault her, God, we're asking you to make them promote her. We ask you to send her bonuses her way. There's a blessing with her name on it, God, and we're calling it in before 2020 leaves this earth. We're asking you to bless the apostle. Health, strength, mind, and any and everything else that she needs financially to see the secret desire she has that she don't expose or don't let out. But God, we know that she has many things on the table. We ask you to set her table before her enemies. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, my God.
Just continuing in prayer, I just want to go on and lift up Apostle Elect. Lift her up, God, in Jesus' name. You said, Lord, that we can come to you. Let her know, God, you hear her. You've heard her pray. The answer is on the way. She need not fret or worry. Hallelujah. She need not be concerned, because you have her in the palm of your hand, and everything that concerns her has been perfected in you. She knows that word. She lives that word. That word is in her. And we thank you, God, for raising her up, for lifting her up. Every place that she needs to be touched, you will touch it. You will heal it. You will do everything that she needs. She's got everything. She's got the word, so she's got you. She's got the spirit, so she's got you. She knows the son, so she has everything she needs. In Jesus' name, we confess it, we believe it, we decree it, and God's word is true. And she's got that word, and we thank you for her today.
Thank you, God.
We lift her.
Amen.
And believe you, God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. God, I look upon you with the blessings that you have blessed me with, the sister of knowledge and encouragement, and the blessings and the joy of the love that you have created and put into her body, Lord. I thank you. I ask you to bless us through her illness, her pains, her survival, to release all the pain from the Lord, lift her up and bless her through the encouragement, the nourishment, and take her through all this world that the devil was trying to throw at her, trying to take from her, to destroy her. But Lord, we know you got her. We got you, Lord, and you got her. We know you got her covered, Lord, to bless us, to show her no matter what the devil throws at her, that it's just going to be a foul. It's not going to be a rebound. It's not going to be in the end zone. It's just going to be you just knowing that God with the devil, they know that it's just a strikeout no matter what he throw at her. no matter what harm from the world that comes at her, that it's not going to touch her, it's not going to ban her, it's not going to harm her, it's just going to bless her with more and more love and salvation and encouragement for you, but Lord, I thank you for bringing her through this life, through all her ills and inconvenience, throughout the ways of the war she was in, to bring her back through to safety, no matter what harm was thrown at her, that it just boomeranged from her, Lord. I just can't find the words, but I know it didn't touch her. For the shield that you had around her, no matter what was in her, headed her way, the shield blocked it all, because it's the love of the Lord that you had for her, that no harm in all the loving and blessing was come from you will stick to her like glue. It will not be removed, for God, we know. No matter what it is, you have more and more for her. And Lord, I thank you for blessing her and making her into the family that we are all here, that we can love and encourage and understand. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for blessing Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser into this world and into our lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. If God be for you, he's more than the world against you. I thank God for your apostle. Love you much.
Love you all. Thank you so much, so very much.
I just want to thank everyone for listening today. If there are any more that might have words of prayer, testimony they might want to give, the time is now. I just want to thank everyone for their words, their love, their encouragement, and their prayers, and their thoughts and love and appreciation of the love the Lord has blessed us with. And I just want to ask if you can tune in to us each and every Sunday morning for Let's Talk with Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Monday, which is on Blog Talk and Facebook with many magnificent speakers at Iron Sharp and Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Friday nights, which is Blog Talk and Facebook, Let's Talk with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and Prophet Antoine Thomas at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I believe our Monday night speaker for this week is Pastor Troy Thomas. So I had it right. This is a magnificent man of words and encouragement. And I just thank you all for listening. And to remember our foundational scriptures, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Just stay blessed and remember, God's got the big storage. You just need to wait and pray on it to see what the Lord has blessed you with, to remove all the evilness from your life. But you have to pray and ask and wait for God's mercy, and his love will show you the bigger light than you can ever imagine. So safe, blessed day, be blessed, and know God is our life. Amen and goodbye.
Amen. Bye-bye.